this for the minister is a thank you from yesterday. And Honorable Mthambi was attending back. Can see others were who didn't have lunch when I say fast food. I'm talking about and sleep. Those things. Honorable Gagan, he should be taking a question in the house. So probably if we are here after 3, he might go and take a question and come back. Honorable Soma, Honorable Kiran.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Also to say Honorable Nesova also will go together with Honorable Gagan.
I didn't know that you are married. We are going together. Honorable Killen.
I will also be going.
Honorable Murotwa.
No, Chairperson, I just want to know how accurate I said they will be going at 3. I was saying it's fine if you want to be part of the two items that we have for the day, but maybe just consider to release them earlier so that the mustn't be no one will get it.
Thank you. I don't know how the Honorable Gagan calculated in him who told me about 3. The house starts at 3. Oh, okay. Oh, it's a normal, it's not our tools. Okay. I thought it's funny. I see. Yes, that's what I was afraid to say so. Since you're afraid, it is okay. thanks very much. Remember, we should start, but before we start, yesterday, when I was responding to Honorable Sheen, I made mention that she missed the public hearing because of personal circumstances. It was not the personal circumstances, it was the apology that she was busy with the constituents. She later came to me and discussed about that. I indicated to her that indeed the letter was talking about the constituents' work at that particular time, not personal circumstances. My apologies, Honorable Sheen. Thank you very much. Members, we have to start dealing with the... let's start with the ICASA. Then we are going to then receive the overnight work. Mr. Smart, are you here? Oh, okay. Nice to see you again. I'll try to follow you and him and ask, but you decided to change totally, so I could not come in next to you. But at least I'm close to him with a tie, since I promised yesterday about the shell and the other thing. So you have moved far away, so we can't follow you that much. But let's start, members, with the ICASA amendments. But I need just to check with members whether they do have the necessary documents with them. You should be having the AMIS, which is B18A 2003 of ICASA. And then the bill itself, as amended by the committee, the A list, as we agreed as a committee on it, and then you put the bill itself as amended by the committee. Do you have the document? Have the A list and the A list is as agreed. If you just check, it's agreed by the portfolio committee. Are you satisfied, members, with the document? Yes, there is Kekane here, the Buddha fan, you know, from the Soweto local seven. A Kasi boy. welcome, DG, and your team, not your gang. Welcome, State Law Advisor, Mr. Smart. Legal services. I don't see legal services, but I saw them before we start. Okay. The chairperson of the ICT policy review is still with us. He was worried yesterday that there seemed to be a lot of things which we say policy review, policy review. Neo Tev, you are still here. Okay. At least that gives a peace of mind. For now, SAPC, multi-choice, and everyone else who's here. ETV, oh, okay, keep the red color. Much appreciated. Yeah. I'm colorblind. Anything which moves towards green. That's why even the cake, the cupcake yesterday was red to me. You could give the other. thanks very much, members. You are all welcome, PMG, and everyone who's here. Telkom, I always omit them. And yesterday, when we finished, I was told that I seem to be discriminating against Telkom. And the worst issue, Honorable Murutwa, was that I seem to be discriminating for Telkom. And actually, who was here, it was a woman. From Telkom, and I didn't say anything about Telkom. So I was told that I'm anti, you know. Yes, it happens in a corridor, so strategically, so that you don't get it, because it was going to be a problem. But members, we are starting. We need to start. If you are ready with your two documents, the A list. But as you know, that we have to start with the A list first and see whether everything which is there is what we agreed upon, is contained, and we agreed on it before we can go to the B itself. I don't know where it's going. Oh, okay. Members, the A list will start on page of the list itself. In terms of the proposed amendments, we'll start with clause one, member, whether that represents what we agreed upon. Clause one on page two. Thank you, clause three. Clause four. If I hear, okay. When you say, when I say, I just continue. I don't know what you mean, but I just ask you. Honorable Killer?
The devil lies in the detail. So let me just quickly check the detail. It is clause 4.
Yes, clause 4, which is that on page 4.
Can we just quickly understand what we're doing?
Yes. You can understand, but I'm just checking whether it's what we agreed upon. It was just the change of days. Clause 7.
Clause advisor doesn't seem to be very comfortable. He's just making body language signs that makes me feel uncomfortable. I just want to say the Minister of Finance has to table an amendment to one of his critical tax laws tomorrow. And it's just a reference to a clause that is incorrect. And actually that is sometimes those things happen. So if I can just have the absolute assurance that that is the correct one, I will feel much more comfortable.
Honourable Seven.
You know, I'm worried. Yesterday I asked you a question. That chair, if I'm not part of the meeting for one reason or the other, and the committee took a decision on a particular issue, because I was not there, I was absent, should now come again and restart the process. Because my understanding is that as this portfolio committee, yesterday we dealt with everything. I think what we are doing now is to go clause by clause, just to confirm that indeed this is how we have agreed yesterday. I just wanted to be sure, Chair. Because if this is how we are going to run this portfolio committee, then it's a problem.
I don't know what Honorable Killian and the law advisors they are busy with. But we're on clause 7. On page 2, all what I am waiting for is members to indicate whether I capture our decision of the amendment. The two, they are also old in terms of age. You know? I can't interfere on their issues. Honorable Killen?
I agree with the fact that if we are not part of a meeting, then clearly we cannot go back on some of the principles. But the issue that we're dealing with here is not only principles, Jefferson. This is a document, and as a full member of this committee, I have not only the right, but I have the responsibility to make sure that we check against our notes. So please, Jefferson, I don't think it is correct that we not be allowed to just ask to make sure that this is in fact the correct reference, instead of 30, to say it's 45 now. So that was the only thing that I wanted clarity on clause 4. It was not about the principle of the matter, it was just the detail of the reference that I wanted clarity on.
Thank you, Honorable Soma, Honorable Mrotwa.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Probably to give comfort to Honourable Member Killen is that when we left yesterday, we said the team with our state legal advisor also should be, legal person should be also part of formulating this. So one is under impression that they did that, and that's why we've got this document before us. Unless probably we've got something else that we are not aware of, then we can be informed and then see how through the chair we manage that one.
Thank you, Honourable Mrotwa.
Yeah, Jefferson, it's becoming a norm that every time when we start our meetings, you know, we must crisscross each other. And I don't think that is a good thing. Honourable Killian is talking about principles. And I think one of the issues, one of the principles is that this document in front of us is a product of what we required from the DOC hours after she had left. And we had gone through a lot, including what she's asking and being skeptical about it. We did say that they must go and deal with these issues in particular. There are others that we discussed and we came to consensus. Now, I would like to really request Honourable Killian to listen to the people who were there, whether this is the true reflection of what we said.
Thank you, Honourable Mrotwa. Members, can we proceed? See, the difficult thing, Honourable Killian, is when you say you are looking at the body language of a state law advisor. I don't know what must I read or understand about that in relation to clause 7. But you see, if you are saying, when you look on clause 7, when we say it's page 5, line 46, probably the amendment is not on page on line 46, it's on line 49. That I will understand, and we'll look into that, because that's what we must be looking for. But the body language, I don't know which clause here on page 2 is falling and so on. So probably if we just check that so that we help each other. If the line is not the right one, it's falling on the other one, let's just deal with those things and then we move. Anything on clause 7? Unless the state of advisor has picked up something, which is wrong, we are just fluttering. It's just your eyes when you look on a regular killer. Honorable State.
Thank you, Chair. Just on a point of clarity in terms of what you've just said when you made reference to the line, we are comparing, and I'm just going back to clause 4. You're not asking us to check whether that amendment is in the 18B bill, correct? Is that what you're asking us? Because if you are, then in the 18B bill, it's now line 60 and not line 59. It was line 59 in the previous version. So I'm just trying to get, what are you asking us to check that being correct against?
Members, we should think that has been omitted. That's our discussion. Can I get a mover and a seconder of the A list as agreed or amended by the committee? As agreed to by the committee? Honorable Shin, you went home?
Chair, I just wanted to state for the record, and but perhaps I'll do it, because are we still going to go through this clause by clause?
Yes.
Okay, I'll leave it for then.
I'm looking for adoption of the A list as agreed to by the committee, as we have just finished to go through it. Honourable Morotwa. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I said I'm adopting the A list as recommended.
Anyone seconding the adoption of the A list as agreed to by the committee? Honourable Ndlazi?
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the adoption of the.
We're not adopting the song of the cell phone.
Of adopting a list.
Thanks very much, Honorable Ndlazi. That is the adoption of the A list as agreed to by the committee. As moved by Honorable Mrotwa and seconded by Honorable Ndlazi. My apology about the cell phone. Can we move to the actual bill? Where we are going to go clause by clause.
On the Friday by the DOC again, There was no independent discussion by the committee on the issues that were raised in the public hearings. There is no publicly available recordings of those public hearings, despite the fact that I think I asked you about 2 weeks ago to please have them, both the recordings and a transcript. My colleague, Mr. Stain, has been repeatedly asking the committee secretary for transcripts of this to be given to him on a flash drive. That has not been forthcoming. So we have no idea of the deliberations that went on in the public hearings. And I think that the discussions at the end of yesterday's process where Mr. Stan and myself were allowed to ask questions once the anti-study group's questions have been dealt with made me realize that there had not been a thorough interrogation of the bills clause by clause with the department. The fact that we asked questions that took the department over an hour to come back with answers showed that, and what, the result of that was that one whole clause was dropped, showed that there had not been a thorough investigation as there should be, and that a lot of the documents which we got yesterday, which was the presentation that the DSC made on the Friday the 4th of October, was merely a refutation by the department of all the complaints, well, not all of them, but a lot of them, concerns that had been expressed in the public hearings. So I tend to think that the process has been driven by what the DSC needs rather than by an impartial interrogation by the committee of the public input.
Noted. Honourable Isoma.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I will urge and plead with your good sir that may we proceed, Chair, because we cannot go back to yesterday and last week's debate, and I don't think it's fair for anyone to do that. And my appeal will not respond to what honourable members have raised, because it's the same argument that it advances. Because I don't want to enter to and be tempted to say I, as the AC member, I take an exception in terms of that, which means that we don't have the intellectual capacity to engage with the Act and also with the public hearings, the input that has been made. And I think that's quite an insult, and I'm sure they do appreciate that, but I'm not going to be getting to that arena because I don't think it will help in us.
Morota.
Mina Chairperson, I'm going to say Ulaegi. Because yesterday we told you not to proceed in the manner in which we went on because it was a repetition of what happened in the public here. And this doesn't qualify that Honorable Sheen should think that because they ask questions. Because precisely because they were not there. And if they were there, they could have asked the questions there at the public hearing. That doesn't qualify that she must tell us that the whole process has been flawed. So, Chairperson, can you please proceed? Because I thought what you wanted us to do now is to go through this. It has been agreed that this is what is going to happen today. Yes, Khosa Nito, like,
Yaso
Zupindo Kulunga
Kwako. And noted, Honorable Zebe.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, who like I've learned.
So you don't know what it means.
I hope I get wrong and make it like this. But thank you, Honorable Chair. I think I'm covered by the two honorable members that have spoken before me, Chair. But there's just one thing I wanted to correct. The DOC took a long time to respond. Not because of their own making yesterday. They have never requested for any time. We are the ones from this side. That said, let us give a DOC chance to respond and to the two members to ask two questions. In fact, we are talking to them to ask both from both the bills, and let us give them extra minutes to to deal with the bills and come back and respond. So I don't remember DOC requesting for any time for their response. They were ready, in fact. I remember the DDG, Mr. Piri, when I requested to speak, I interjected him, in fact. He was trying to respond. And then said, Chair, can we please give them more time to deal with this? It's not that they were ready. They were ready. They were stopped by us. So we cannot say DOC took time to respond. And as for the rest, Chairperson, there's a lot that I can say, but for the interest of time, I think we must just proceed.
Thank you, because the members who are taking questions at least, quarter past three or so, they should be out of here so that they are able to perform their duty. Members, I'll put before you the first page of the bill. If there's any issue there, can I proceed to the second page? The preamble. Any amendments or issue on a preamble? Nothing. Thank you. Clause 1 as amended by the committee. Clause 2. On clause 2?
Clause 2, that is on page 3.
Yes, page 3, clause 2.
I was just wondering, now maybe I shouldn't ask it, but I was wondering why it's necessary to have it in law, because it's obviously a recourse in law that you have, and it's necessary to stipulate it in law. I don't have an objection against it, but it's just, it feels to me to be superfluous. Obviously, you have that right in law to approach a court. I was just wondering what the motivation for that was, but I won't jump up and down on the same challenge.
Are you done on a book, clause 3 as amended by the committee. Come again. Oh, okay. Clause 5. Clause 6. problem. You are not telling me even if you are that. So I don't know when you are that. but we're on clause 6. Clause 7 as amended by the committee. Clause 8 as amended by the committee. We're on page 7, on clause 9. On page 7, clause 10, as amended by the committee. Clause 11. Clause 12 on page 8. We are still on clause 11. Oh, I just hear the Your clause 12 will be on page 8. Honorable Shin.
Yeah, I'm being a bit late and I'm sort of rushing through this here now. What happens to anybody who doesn't abide by the code of ethics? Page 7, clause 11, code of ethics being
What happens to someone who does not abide by it?
Yeah, do we just not get cost of the business card list or what happens to them? Oh yes, it's something that's been raised around the time. Does he get wrapped over the knuckles? Does he get his salary docked? Does he?
Of course, what normally happens is that as part of your acceptance in other things, you are referred to the court of ethics. And then if you look like your company's ex, and sometimes but it has changed the name, the document which is between the shareholder and the board, or a CASA in this instance, will indicate to say, what do you call it? I just forgot the name. DG, what do you call it, that document, which also clarify and stipulate if you do this, what will happen? Besides the shareholder compact, there's what happened if you don't comply with this code of ethics?
Thank you, Chair. The matter is covered by clause 7, because in clause 7, clause 7B on page 5, it says, by the substitution in subsection 2, for paragraph A of the following paragraph, set appropriate key performance indicators as a yardstick for measuring performance, including among others, and then 11B is covered there. So it's as part of councillors perform, as part of the performance management system, the compliance with the code of ethics is tested and measured. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Clause 12? Yeah.
So would that mean that when the performance management system is drawn up, that there be punishments or whatever included in that? or is there something we need to get the regulatory secret committee to look at?
It's our responsibility because we're part of the development of the performance management system. We need to ensure that there is a link so that people can be held accountable. Clause 12. I'm sure you had more time when we're discussing clause 13. The funds we discussed, the decision was that we agree with the as proposed. Actually, I think that's what it was, if I'm not mistaken, who responded yesterday to say the fines, they are okay as they are because the issue that we don't want people to do this. So what exactly are we discussing? Do we want to be lenient about? Because they don't have to do that. So don't do that, you are not exposed to the fine. You do it, you are exposed to the fine. As simple as that. So if you want to escape it, don't find yourself. Clause 13. Clause 14. I can see Councillor Marcia was agreeing that she will always escape that because she won't find herself. Clause 14. Clause 15. Clause 16. Clause 17. We move to page 9. The one I'm moving quick, they are very short. Clause 18. Clause 19, without the music. Clause 20. Clause 21, as amended by the committee. Clause 22. Clause 23, as amended by the committee. Clause 24. Clause 25. Clause 26 on page 12. Clause 26 on page 12. 9 on page 13. Clause 32, which is the short title and commencement.
Should there not be paragraphs at the end of this saying that the state legal advisor finds no problems with this and that it is compliant with all the relevant whatever is there, you know, constitution or whatever, and should there not also be a statement on the financial implications of this legislation, if there are any?
State law advisor? Datu Smart. Thank you. Clause 32. Now I put the memorandum of objects on the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa Amendments Bill 2013. I'll put the memo on its entirety, not clause by clause. Agreed. Where's my report? Before we started to deal with the deal with the bill itself, members, different parties, they raised their issues, which I just said they noted and so on, because there is nothing much I can do about. They can raise it, and I can only note. Those matters which they are raised. Honorable Murota. I don't know. I thought it's one of your grandsons. Independent. Authority of South Africa Amendment Bill 2013, as I've already indicated, Text Section 75, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanisms as Section 75 Bill, reports the bill with amendments. That's as short as my report, which will be requesting the consideration of this bill by the House at the time which is appropriate and suitable for the House to put it in its program. That's my report, member. Honorable Steyn is moving the report, the adoption of the report. Okay.
Just before you do, just one simple question. Yesterday we added that issue about a councillor who is appointed on a part-time basis to be, we indicated it must be referred to the policy review. I noticed in the, I'm just wondering whether it's been captured in the memorandum. There's a clause 1.8 of the memorandum that indicates we have earmarked certain areas for the review panel. Now, the fourth item is structure, duties and powers of the Inkatha Council. Would it fall under that or must it be added? Page 15, right at the top. It was something that was decided yesterday to refer to the review panel. So I'm not sure if the memorandum has been amended to include that.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes, thank you.
When you deal with the structure and the duties and the powers of the ICASA Council is to review the everything. First, among other things, to review whether you need full-time councillors, entirety, or you need half full-time, half part-time, or part-time, and so on. So eventually, once you deal with the structure, everything, then we blow from the new structure which they might propose. By the, I nearly said Honorable John Joachim's committee. Honorable Killen?
Chairperson, just I have listened to your report very carefully, and I just wanted to make sure that we also capture in the report every one of the amendments which the committee did not support. In other words, there where we have omitted. Because if we look at the details of what the committee report should entail, then we should just also list those amendments that were originally proposed that the committee did not take forward, such as this one, on the part-time council, which is now referred to the policy review process. Do we have such a list? Clearly we should have it because there is the A list and the B list. It shouldn't be a problem. I just wanted to make sure that we capture that in our committee report as well. That's why I'm just a little concerned if you just read it to us like it is at this stage. Don't you want to just go back, let us just check that our committee report complies with the rule, that we also refer to those amendments that were not in fact supported by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. I hear Honorable Killen what you are saying, but that's as we are saying that of course, if you compare what we finally have and what original came to us, you can pick up omission and addition and so on. But that does not go to this report. But of course, when presenting the report and other things, those are the issues which we are going to highlight for the House in terms of what are the issues which we might have omitted and so on. But for the adoption of the amendments, as we have dealt with this is your report. Akiri Parliament has got its own standard of writing reports and so on. So, it's not something which we have debated and discussed ourselves as a committee. It's the standard of Parliament in terms of adopting the amendment. But of course, it remains also my responsibility in terms of the report also to go into details of the issues and Honorable Seven.
I, Susanna Basetsana Rebecca Seven, move for adoption of the report by the committee.
Honorable Killen.
Apologies, Chairperson, I don't know what you want to
say. I'm dealing with the adoption of the report.
Chairperson, I don't have a principal problem, but I do have a detailed problem on the report. So I don't want to move or second the adoption. Thank you.
Oh, you don't have a principal problem, but a detailed problem. I don't know. There's little I can do with the report in the format of Parliament. It's from the committee section. That's how it's drafted. Of course, we can debate on how the pros and cons and so on, but that's their status. Like I'm saying, that's not determined by the committee. It's them which meet their requirements. To deal with their process. Probably we are sitting on the rules and so on. Probably matters which need to be engaged there so that it enriches future reporting and so on. Any seconder for the adoption? On the mic. Thank you very much, Honorable Murutwa. As I've indicated, that the issues raised by the Democratic Alliance been noted on the process and the other issues, including the issues also raised by Honorable Zebe, also noted. That will conclude the issue of the ICASA amendment bill. State law advisors, state law advisor, any problem? No, sir. Okay. Legal service parliament? None. Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Thank you very much, DG, with your team. You see, sometimes because of your mercy and your leniency, that we ask you to continue doing things. Sometimes other members construe that as if it's still you. Probably next time we must leave members to do this thing themselves, everything, and see whether it will move with the process and so on. For some of the comments, it's your lenience and your availing yourself to help us as a committee to take forward some of the issues. But thanks very much to you, DG, your team, and everyone else who has been involved, the law advisor, legal services, staff of the committee, and your team from DOC. Of course, members themselves, because I think they've worked so hard throughout the process, and so we might not agree about other things, but that does not take away the commitment of members in terms of the process. Probably not agreeing because we've been participating in the process and so on. But I thank you very much, Honorable Sheen, Honorable Killen, Honorable Steele, for that. And I can see Honorable Tsebe saying why I mentioned the opposition or the ANC. I thank you also, members from the ruling party, for your commitment and participation. Thank you, Councillor Masha, for your availing yourself. I understand you have been liking bullets outside on your way in, bullets and so on, that's fine. I'm glad you are here at home and so on. But thank you for liking those bullets and coming. Honorable Murutwa.
legal advisor, that says we take exceptions about body language. And he mustn't try and do it again. The body language, whatever it was.
At my age, I can't enter those discussions for the agent. thanks very much, members. Let us receive the overnight issues in terms of the ECA edition.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. With regard to the ECA, as you had requested as we went back...
Before you proceed, DG, I just want to check with members whether they have the... that document. Your document should be the B17A list.
B17A. Will you please excuse some of us? We have to go down to the house.
Okay. B17A. Do we have it, members? We have to get a report on three issues in relation to this, that's all. We're not going through it. We just have to get the progress report or the work that is supposed to be done after our meeting yesterday. Fiji? Sometimes, okay, you don't have the document. She does, but she's saying she does not have it, so what must I do? Give her the document.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and members. As we were requested to work on the three issues, the team went and worked on the issue, including consultation with the regulator, Councillor Mashia. Just to present the three issues, it's on page 4 of the BA, 17A, 2013. Page 4 of the B list, clause 20, number 2. Just to read clause 20, number 2, the interconnection regulations may include a framework for the exemption bracket, in whole or in part, close bracket, of licensees that have less than 25% market share from the obligations to interconnect under section 37.1.
Okay, I see members are still paging. That's the first part of the amendment. That will be your clause 20. If you go to the document we're using yesterday, the bill itself has introduced B17. It will be on page 11, clause 20. DG has dealt with the first part of it. You may proceed, DG. I'm not sure whether that's the end of it, as you have presented it.
Honorable Chairperson, that is the end of clause 20, number 2, but it has a consequential amendment. If I can just take you to page 6, B5 on page 6, just to read it again, the electronic communications facility list and regulations may include a framework for the exemption. Open bracket, in whole or in part, close bracket, of the electronic communications network service licensees that have less than 25% market share from their obligations to lease electronic communications facilities in terms of section 43 1.
Chairperson, the last amendment is on page 9, which is a new clause, 1A. If I can just read it, 1A1, subject to section 3, every holder of a license granted or considered to have been granted in terms of chapter 3, except holders of community broadcasting services licensees. That's the exemption that we needed to include. That is the input that was coming from the MDDA.
Those are the three issues which you dealt with. Members, let's go back to the first one, clause 20, which is on page 4 of the A list, and is on page 11 of the amendment as introduced. Page 4 of the A list, clause 20, number 2, and on page 11 of the bill as introduced, line 43. Honorable Shin.
Chair, who determines market share? I mean, what measure, what research, what industry survey, or whatever is going to be the benchmark for making that decision?
Who determines the market share? Councillor Sotok.
I'm scared to talk, Chairman.
I've asked you to talk. I don't know if you're scared. You didn't raise your hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chairman, in the framework, in the process of conducting the public consultation process, we'll establish that.
What I wish you. I see that it was photo finish. You expected more.
I didn't understand that explanation at all.
Can you just explain for us how do you determine the market share?
The way it's drafted now relieves us from having to go through that long process identified in Chapter 10, because the current reference takes us to Chapter 10. Now we are able to use other mechanisms of determining that. It could be the entity seeking to be exempt will prove to us that they are less than 25 market share, and that's by providing data. And then we can do a cross-correlation with the existing entities in the same market. So it is just a less expensive way, less timeous in terms of time way of getting to the establishing the market share. Otherwise we'd have to follow for every single licensee that Chapter 10 process. So it is really an attempt, I think, to short circuit that very long process. So if we say here that for entities that have less than 25 market share, it is anticipated that such entities that want exemption would have provided us with that data. by a framework, it means we have to proceed with a public consultation process. It is not an arbitrary decision that we'd make as a regulator.
You want to talk?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I just need clarity on the 25%. How did you arrive on the 25%? And then for those small businesses, what will 25% really mean to those small SMEs?
It's your hands up. Oh, it's your hands up, or Honourable Chair.
I don't have any problem around the question of Honorable Velma, but it's the same issues as we were saying to Honorable Killian, that let us not go backwards. Because that percentage, we have to engage on it. Maybe Honorable Velma was also not part of the meeting, but like I've been doing with other members, I don't think because Honorable Velma is from ANC, she must just lose court free. Not that the UC must not respond, but some of the issues that we have engaged on in future.
Thank you, Honorable Tsebe. I think the difficulty that from the bill as introduced, Section 5 and 6, we requested them to go and rework. Now they are coming with the rework clause. What Honorable Velma and Shinde are trying to establish is to clarity of the new clause, they have reworked it. Oh, okay. Honorable, I'll not check you. Maybe I'm correct. DOC or ICASA?
Jay, just it's a rule of thumb. Anyone that has less than 25% market share is regarded as not having significant market power.
A rule of what? Is used or the rule of thumb?
Jay, it's a standard that has been adopted generally in regulation economics.
I remember when I was doing the economics part of things, I saw those things, but I didn't know the rule of thumb. Argue that 25% is less though, but anyway, that's how it is. The best possible. Members, that was the clarity around the two questions from Honorable Sheen and the board Frocher. I'm not sure that Honorable Sheen, whether you need to follow up or Honorable the board Frocher. It's okay. Oh, thank you. The next one, the consequential amendment, DG.
Thank you, Chair. And the next one is on page 6. The new clause on page 6, B5.
Now you can cross it.
I'm
trying to be multitasking, but I do not
want. Women can do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Until I have my trans thing, probably it will work. Now it's not working.
Chairperson, should I read it again, the section?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 6, B5, which is also a consequential amendment. The Electronic Communications Facilities Leasing Regulations may include a framework for the exemption, open bracket, in whole or in part, close bracket, of electronic communication network service licenses that have less than 25% market share from the obligations to lease electronic communication facilities in terms of section 43(1).
Members, are you fine with that? The last one, which is 89.
Chairperson, the last one is on page 9, which is a new clause 1A1, subject to section 3. Every holder of a license granted or considered to have been granted in terms of chapter 3, except holders of community broadcasting service license, must pay in addition to any other fees contemplated in this act or the related legislation, be prescribed annual contribution of the licensee's license activity to the Universal Service and Access Fund.
Any discussion, members around us? None. On page 10, is the schedule we're talking about, ELF, for the amendment of the Broadcasting Act. Sorry, Chair, are you looking for a confirmation? Yes, the page 10 deals with the amendment of the Broadcasting Act to align the definition of common carrier contained in the Broadcasting Act with the definition in the ECA. Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Any discussion around that, members? I'm waiting for you, members, for any discussion. Are you okay? Thanks very much, DG. Mr. Smart, are these clauses are they working together with the legalities or the department taking their own life?
Yes, Chairperson, they are constitutional.
Okay. Legal service? Okay. No, thanks very much, DG, again, DDG, your team. State law advisors, legal services, parliament, committee section. When I say DG, I mean with your team, DOC, as you call it. ICASA, Councillor Sotrikwa, and all those who have been following the process until up to now. Members, that will mean that we have our A list with the addition of these three issues, which we have just dealt with now. What will happen, members, is that the A list will need to be cleaned. I hope that, I don't know when Ngoma, because I wanted him to deal with the timeline in terms of when members can get the A list so that we could also time cross-reference and check, because there are many issues in the ECA which has been raised, which are also got a significant impact in terms of changing some of the way of doing things or the legislation. I would love that probably members they get it, but I hope that looking to the pace of analyzing the ICASA one, it will mean the state law and those who have been involved that do have the capacity of working quicker. I hope that members probably before end of business Friday should be having the clean A list and also as agreed by the committee and also the amendment themselves as amended by the committee and so on, so that at least you can have time to look into that and compare the amendments and the changes which were very effective. Oh, Devuho is here. I always look for Ngoma. State law advisor, your process, I don't want to say something which is not possible. Will it be possible to get the document at least Friday?
Chairperson, it is. I don't know whether the committee members know, but the process involves we send it to the printer, and the printer sends proofs to us, and that process can take 2-3 times, but we will be ready by Friday.
I hope that will also go with legal service. Okay. was abreast with the process that people have to sit down, clean it, and there should be a team which goes to printers. It must come back for proofreading and all those things and go back sometimes 5 times and so on. And then I learned to appreciate the process involved. I didn't understand. But thanks very much, the law advisors and the team which is going to work on that. If we can get it ready Friday so that members can have time with the document. I hope members, the time will be sufficient to go through, as I'm saying, that the ECA amendment, unlike the one we have dealt with now, to a certain extent, chairperson of the ICT policy review, they seem to change the game also. Not just like your ICASA, what we've dealt with now. So members have to deal with it in that manner. But thanks very much, members. I don't have any other issue left on the agenda. You seem that disturbing me. We were supposed to meet originally, members, today, following the deliberations until 5, but because of our decision yesterday, we have finished that, we have dealt with the one part. It will mean that members, what is left before us, which we need to deal with, is the BRRR report for Department of Communications, GCIS, and Brand SA. I've been told that the reports are already with members. So we'll urge members to go through so that when we meet, we just go through the reports, not to start and so on. Go through the report focusing on the amendments. I hope that Honorable Mrutwa and Honorable Shin, they will be on top of their game. The English, as we'll be dealing with the report. We are intending to take those reports, members, tomorrow at 2. So that it can go to the ATC and so on. Remember that we're supposed to finalize it last week. They gave us 1 week extra, which is this week. So if we finish those report tomorrow, then it can, they can be able to go to the ATC and other processes Friday. The one issue, members, which I'm not sure whether I will be in a position to deal with tomorrow is the shortlisting of MPDA, except that probably members can just look into that. And then we can deal with the shortlisting of MDDA next week, Tuesday, because we have dealt with the CASA amendment. We're supposed to deal with it at that time. I will recommend or request to the committee that probably we shift the issue of MDDA there. The reason is that we need to finalize it next week. If we don't have another extra week in November, it means we need to finish next week and reporting into the House. So that will be the last week we can use. Otherwise, we are not going to have another opportunity. And the term of that board member expire end of December this year. I'm not sure whether after the sittings of next week we are going to have another sitting this year. It might be that only sitting will be next. So, but we can deal with that issue of MDDA. It's one board member. I'm just afraid because members this day are so sensitive about the program. Because if it was easy, I was going to say probably before we leave, we would just agree in terms of how many names to shortlist. So that as we meet and next week, we know that more or less one is looking for 2, 3, or 5. But as we know that it's one board member and we're required to serve with 1.5, which means we can have submit because we can't carry the one in the house. But probably that's the matter we must deal with next week. So our program members will be there tomorrow. We're finalizing the B-RRR report for three of them. And then I propose that we finalize the issue, dealing with the issue of MDDA, probably Tuesday next week of the board. We're in trouble. When are we going to interview? No, that's the tough one. Can I request members that probably we start to deal with the matter tomorrow and in the problem? We might not finish it, but just to start to deal with it. Because I forgot that this next week is the last week we deal with it, Tuesday. You can't call them for Wednesday for interview, for the report to go Thursday. It just become the impossible thing. Probably I just request members that probably leave it as it is. We might deal with the preliminary issues around that, and we're able to finalize it Tuesday, and then we can see how to move forward to the process. If you can finalize it tomorrow, that would be fine, unless they give us a second week in November, but as it stands, only next week, Parliament has 40 it might be the last week of sitting from Parliament. Honourable Seven.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to check, Chair, you know your staff, man. It's too much. I just want to check, Chair, what is the problem, what will be the problem of us to
I look in terms of the program, we might have to do some work tomorrow around the MDD issue. I'm sure it has been with us for a long time. Members have already able to go through the door.
That's why, Chairperson, I'm saying, what are the main reasons you can't show this tomorrow? Because we had that long time ago. I think it's possible for us to show this tomorrow so that next week, you know, some of us say we're in this race. Let us finish whatever we can finish.
Is it agreeable, all members, that let's try to finish tomorrow? Honorable Murotu.
Chairperson, you said we are going to be dealing with the other documents that you mentioned. When, at what time are we starting?
At 2.
And is it possible for us to shortlist? And because I don't know, other people can speak for themselves. You see, this habit of your self-elected whip, that whatever she says, we must just agree to. It might not be possible, Chairperson. We would like to, but it only means that we must be prepared to knock off any can of because we are also expected, it's a three-line whip.
Thank you. Probably members, let's try to start the work. If we don't finish, we don't. But if we can, we just finish it tomorrow. Also, like I'm saying, it's one board member vacancy. Honorable Chief.
Chair, is there any particular gap in the MDDA board that they're wanting us to fill? You know, a lawyer or accountant or whatever. Because that would then enables to sort of, you know, fast track going through all the CVs. I know I've been through them all already, but if I know that I'm looking for a broadcaster as opposed to an accountant, that'll make, you know, the sifting out that much easier.
The only difficulty is that with this board you need the multi skills, but the member which is going, she's more of a broadcasting. in Nadia Pulman. It's more a broadcaster than anything else. But as you know, that sometimes you need a combination of more skill than one. If you talk about broadcasting, you still have Robert Nguna, a former councillor and so on, who also have a broadcasting skills. They've got a legal person, Mikoko, but you see now I'm just trying to talk about it off cut. You've got Jimmy Mani. Oh, it's not the one who's appointed by us. Oh, that's the difficult one. That's the difficult one because you've got the six which we appointed and you've got the three by the president. The three is direct from print media, from government, which currently is Mr. Jimmy Mani. And the third one is from is print government. I forgot the third one, which is appointed directly from the industry by the president. So what you have immediately before even you start to appoint, you have direct people from the industry which are appointed by the sector itself to come and represent them and so on. I think the other one might be from the broadcasting part of it. So you do have those basics one there, and then we add ourselves the other six as a committee. So. So the one is living now, which is multi, regulatory skills, broadcasting. She has been with the sector for some time and so on. Probably is to ask them to finish up the skills, then I can pass it to the members as soon as I get them. Thanks very much, members. We are done for today. Then we'll proceed tomorrow with our program as is. I'm hoping that members, the BRRR report will not hold us long because we have the report. We'll just be talking to pages which we need, addition, subtraction, and the other things. And then choose the next week report, the minister. The minister always say, can I have an hour to brief you? And it becomes difficult to deal with that in an hour. So what I've done, I've allocated 2 hours for the minister next week to brief the committee, although he wanted an hour. Okay, but it's 2 hours, hope we'll finish. And then after from half past 11 to 6, we're supposed to have both the deliberation, final, formal deliberation of ICASA and the ECA, which now we've dealt with the ICASA one, we're remaining with the ECA. Probably I was looking there that you can be able to deal with the ECA and then if we are not finalizing the MPPA shortlisting tomorrow, then we'll finalize it. But if we have done, and then people, we can get them to be available, we can then, after the ECA formal thing, start the interview. Maybe one or two. Depending on the number, then we finalize them Wednesday. Then the process can finalize Wednesday. We have to work faster this time around. And by Wednesday, we can finish the MPPA thing and the recommendations and so on. So that's what I'm looking for. So, but we'll be informed in terms of how to proceed tomorrow. Thanks very much, members. That will be our program. Then after the MDDA deliberations and so on, if that other weeks we continue, we'll see what to put, but we have not yet put things before we get the confirmation whether we proceed or not. There are certain reports that SABC volunteer that they would want to brief us about the skill audit. I'm not sure. I can inquire. but the SIU investigation is the matter of the minister. So probably members can ask the minister Tuesday how far the SIU investigation thing, because the matter of the minister, if you remember, we took it back to the minister. The then minister was supposed to come and brief us. So the question which they are here, they can start preparing the minister that you're going to ask with the SIU report of FARA and the other things, so that the minister can respond and outline probably the process, how it's going to manage the report. So. Otherwise, thanks very much, members. We are done, all of you. Thank you. Tea is ready. You can have the tea. Thank you. Thank you.